Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I am double and triple vetting every statement, every document in Endgame right now. The film's basically done. We're just polishing it for the next month before it goes off to the distributor. And I was doing more research on eugenics, neo-eugenics, and I found even more horrible stuff than I thought. I mean, this is just like a practice in nightmare. This film is a real live horror movie in the real live world. These people are worse than Freddy Krueger. That's coming up in 20 minutes with Aaron Dykes, who was up here at 3 a.m. with me doing this research, along with other crew members up here. He's going to be in studio with us coming up in just a little while. But first, we're going to continue with your phone calls. And we were talking to Frank in Arizona. And his last question was, would he have voting rights? Would he have power in this North American Union? And basically, what I've seen with globalism is they let the locals still vote, but never on anything of importance. And then regional governorships that are unelected that answer to the international councils truly set all the real policies. And so they let you kind of play act like a child plays that they're a policeman or a nurse or a fireman or cowboys or Indians. They're not really a cowboy with that little pony that's a mop stick and some rope for a mane. It's not real. And we already see this with Europe. They don't let people ever vote on EU expansion. When they finally did, they voted no. So the bureaucrats said, we're just going to continue. We've got Gordon Brown, the new globalist running things, openly saying he wants a one-world government in speeches. And he has said that he's going to go ahead and bring them in, England, into the EU without them being able to vote. When now in polls, it was 76% 10 years ago, and then 85%. And then, the polls were all in that area. I simplify. And now it's over 90% are against it. And he just goes, I don't care. Okay, do you agree with that take, or can you add Dr. Corsi to, because people say, well, okay, I'll accept the North American Union, because, it'll just be a new, bigger country.
No, I agree with it entirely. What happens is the working groups take over, and then even the legislature, so you think you voted for a legislature. Well, in Italy, France, Germany, the countries of the EU, it's the bureaucrats in Brussels and Luxembourg who tell the legislatures of each country what laws they can pass, and what laws they can't pass. So if you voted for the legislatures, you haven't accomplished a thing. They don't make the decisions anymore. They're told what to do. That's what happens under these regional governments. That's what the loss of sovereignty and autonomy means. And it would be the same here. Even voting for the judges, you'd have a European Union judicial system which regularly overturns the judicial decisions in the various states when the bureaucrats in Luxembourg and Brussels, the EU bureaucrats, think that those impede their regional government desires.
And notice, there's no law in Canada. They just say the new policy is no protesting for 25 kilometers or 18 miles. It's the same thing here. We're already going under that regional policy where there's no Bill of Rights, no Constitution. It's just, we got cops that'll follow orders. Shut up.
That's right. They've got the Royal Canadian Mounted Police, the National Police, and the Sûreté de Québec, which is the state police. And they just declare there's a 25-kilometer radius around Montebello, Quebec, and there's going to be no protest, period. They're going to enforce that perimeter, and they've rented facilities. They're going to stage operations from the towns neighboring, and nobody's going to get in or out of Montebello or near it unless they know who you are and they allow you to be there. The North American Competitiveness Council and the multinational corporations will be brought in a limousine. Anybody who doesn't want the meeting to occur and wants to protest it, likely to be arrested.
That's the way to sneak in, again, into a whole major town, a small city, is to simply, even if you have to, in a nearby town, rent a limo. And, of course, they're going to ask for special documents. But imagine, now it's whole cities you can't go into, see? And that's their model. They openly talk about it. They want the police state-ridden place, like the British report that came out a few months ago. And this is their projection. And they say there's going to be mass revolt worldwide, quote, because of world government. Folks, they are positioning themselves to tyrannize us. I mean, this is in the open. Your call straight ahead.
It's here at after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step by step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I say big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We've got it in stock right now. The late, great USA just out. Already going into its third printing, the coming merger with Mexico and Canada, Jerome R. Corsi, Ph.D., available at Infowars.com. Let's continue with your phone calls. Let's talk to Mike. And Mike, where are you calling us from today?
Virginia.
Welcome. Go ahead.
Yeah, first of all, I got to say you are a patriot. I had two questions dealing with the implementation of the NAU and start of the New World Order. With those readiment assessment drills, i.e. practice, that the government did back in April with the nuclear detonation at a major Virginia harbor, what do you think the chances are Bush, and especially with all the recent terrorist hoo-ha going on, what are the chances that Bush would actually create a terrorist attack, take his dictatorial power that he gave himself back in March, therefore he'd have no arguments at all and no one could challenge him to bring up the NAU?
Well, let me take that first, and then we'll get Dr. Corsi's take on it. What we know, what we cannot debate, is that George Bush is running nothing and is a puppet. Let's get that out there first. But that doesn't still mean that he, you know, is absconded from his liability here. The bigger point is that even if we cede, there are these real terrorists that have got these super weapons, which you know, I mean, obviously they don't have super weapons. There are real terrorists, but they don't have super weapons. But the point is that let's say they're real. The government knows the borders are open. They know there's record levels of influxes from these nations where supposed terrorists are at. And we have Republican memos and statements by Republican leaders and former senators saying we need a terror attack to get back on track. So there's no debating that if there's an attack, that it's reckless endangerment, wanton. You know, it's kind of like putting your child out in the street because you want to get, you know, because you want the baby run over because you don't want it. You're going to be culpable when that semi comes down the road that didn't see the baby and squashes it flat. So, for the sake of debate, let's just say the terrorists are real. They're going to come get us and drink our blood. Okay, why then do I have cops wanting to search my car on the highway, but the border is wide open? Dr. Corsi?
Well, you know, I wrote extensively, and Alec, I was very concerned when in May, President Bush signed these two executive directives, this Homeland Security Directive 51 and National Security Directive, National Security Directive 51 and Homeland Security Directive 20.
In fact, one of your headlines was Bush power grab.
Power grab.
Yeah.
Because he could declare an emergency of any kind that he wants, and the emergency is very broadly defined. You know, insurrection, a riot, influenza, another Katrina, whatever he declared was an emergency, President Bush then could assume command of all state, federal, local, tribal, and territorial governments. And these powers will go to the next president, if it's Hillary Clinton or whomever it is. And the president, this has been a bipartisan move. Now, if we have a Nixon...
Oh, yeah, this is the government circling the wagon,
exactly.
Setting up the police state. Going back to last year, the John Warner Defense Authorization Act says martial law for citizens revolting. Go ahead.
That repealed the Posse Comitatus Act.
Yes.
So now the president, whomever the president is, whichever globalist is in the office at the time, could easily say, I'm going to federalize the National Guard and I'm sending in the U.S. military in a domestic situation, and I'm in control, and I don't need even to consult Congress.
And bottom line here, any way you slice it, government-sponsored terror or provocateuring, letting it happen, either way they do it, they're letting it happen. They didn't take any of the steps. They built 2 miles of fence, used illegal aliens to build it. They told you they'd secured the borders. They actually hired away thousands of the Border Patrol to go make them air marshals. They knew what they'd done. They're hiring them away to go to Iraq. They knew. So bottom line, Dr. Corsi, you're saying the New World Order is empowered by terror attacks.
Absolutely. And in fact, I quoted Robert Pastor, the professor, the American University professor, who's been arguing for 10 years for North American community. And he said in a Spanish interview, and I called him up and questioned about it, he agreed that, you know, the next 9/11, whatever it was, could be used to advance the North American integration agenda.
That's exactly what they're doing. Imagine, they get rid of our security, and then they're going to tell us more tyranny, more death of America is the solution.
And Pastor published that. And I read it, I about fell over. He actually published it. I called him up. I wrote about it in WorldNet Daily. I put it in the book. I quoted, I referenced it. You've got all the footnotes. Go read the article where in the Spanish interview where Pastor said, it may just take a 9/11, he said, another 9/11 to get North American integration to be advanced.
Folks, we're seeing the death of our country. There's any way you slice it. This is high treason, and we have got to make this the major issue. Our country is literally being dissected, butchered right in front of us expertly. Anything else quickly, Mike?
Hey, something about our papers, the national ID. So this is like a, you know, them,
again, it's only for citizens. The illegals are all exempt. It's just a total fraud.
The citizens are going to all be counted, numbered, watched, spied upon, the whole nine yards. And it's more control over data by a government that's going to become suspicious increasingly of its own population.
And they just passed the biggest gun control bill since 68 a month ago. I mean, folks, we're in trouble. Mike, thank you, sir, and you're a patriot. Let's talk to Steve in California. Steve, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Good morning. Just a question, and then I'd like to follow it up with a comment. Just responding to what your caller said, it doesn't matter if we have elections when virtually all the current presidential candidates are either CFR or trilateral members who both drafted and support this plan.
But then the question is, if they have both parties owned, why then do they want to have martial law ready? And that's because they're tanking the dollar, tanking the sovereignty, and I'll shut up. Go ahead.
My question just was, Dr. Corsi, thanks for the book. Do you discuss this in your
book? Yes, absolutely. I discuss it at length in the book, and I say that the problem is that, you know, it's bipartisan. Both part, it doesn't make any difference. And I caution people to be aware, you know, Rudy Giuliani, his law firm, Bracewell & Giuliani, is the sole legal representative of Cintra, C-I-N-T-R-A, the Spanish Investment Consortium that is building the Trans-Texas Corridor and has leased the Chicago Skyway and the Indiana Toll Road. He's in favor of the, you know, international foreign corporations leasing our highway infrastructure and turning them into toll roads.
Absolute demon.
And Fred Thompson. Fred Thompson is a Council on Foreign Relations member, as is Newt Gingrich.
Well, we know the Republicans are running dead horses against Hillary. They're passing the baton of power. Ron Paul on the show agreed. They are not running real candidates. Corsi, comments?
No, they're not running anybody that has a chance to win, that's for sure. And with Hillary, you've got a, you know, the Bush-Clinton dynasty rolling right along. And I see now increasingly Bill is beside Hillary's side. I mean, it's just going to be more globalism. There's no question about it. And it doesn't make any difference. The candidates from both parties.
We may, like, 1,000 years from now have Clinton the 80th and Bush the 74th. I mean, it's.
I'd be happy to do it. I mean, it's. And the, all the candidates, Ron Paul is the only candidate, with, you know, possible exception of Tom Tancredo, Colorado, and Duncan Hunter, who are strong in the border but not nearly as strong in this issue in North American Union, who are speaking out and see this. And there's grassroots movement starting. Some 12 state legislatures that have passed anti-NAU and get out
what
of
what about when you talk to the police and military? I mean, I've noticed they're starting to get angry, too.
They're starting to get angry, too. They're starting to feel like, especially when you've got Ramos and Compion, the two Border Patrol agents in federal prison for 11 and 12 years each, respectively, and the drug dealer, Davila, whom they shot after, you know, going scot-free, immunity, border pass.
Listen, I know you've seen these in San Diego where the illegals beat people up, and then the cops come arrest the people they beat up.
It's unbelievable, you know, and the what's going on is a backing off of law enforcement away from the border. I attended an FBI gang conference in El Salvador at the FBI's invitation, and then it was clear that they told us the MS-13, the drug-dealing gang from El Salvador, tattooed head-to-toe, is in 42 states and 2,500 American communities. This is the consequence of open
unbelievable
borders.
Let's jam in a few final calls. Kyle in Denver, quickly. You're on the air with Gerald Corsi.
Yes, a couple questions for you. I'm from Denver, so I was concerned, Ms. Corsi, about you talking about Denver being in line for the next port. I'm looking on the NAO or the NASCO's website, the Inland Ports. And I mentioned San Francisco, San Antonio, Alliance, Kansas City, Iowa Inland Port, which is now. But you were saying about the Denver one. Can you tell me a little bit more about that?
Go look up the Ports to Plains Corridor Coalition. It's headquartered in Denver, and it's the group. If you look at their website,
they're lobbying and have gotten the maps and are moving to do it.
That's right, and they're going to use the Trans Texas Corridor plan. They've got it on their website. That's the group that's moving this forward.
So will they have maps on their website?
I published them on WorldNet Daily. Just look up Corsi Plus Ports to Plains Corridor Coalition. Google that. You'll find the articles. We're out of time.
Dr. Corsi, I'm going to have my producer call you right now. That's okay.
Great. That'd be great.
I want to set you up for another hour and a half, part two.
Sure, I'd be delighted to do it.
Sometime next week, and August 20th isn't far away. I want to go ahead and line up and lock in cell phone numbers, contact.
She
can pop in with 10-minute reports for us each day. We'll also look for you on Coast to Coast AM. And the book is The Late Great USA, The Coming Merger with Mexico and Canada. Folks, we've got it discounted, $19.95, at InfoWars.com. Hardback, beautiful book. I read a couple chapters last night and was having trouble putting it down, folks. So you really, and I was learning some stuff, and frankly, I've spent, again, masses of time studying this. And of course, he spends even more time, so I certainly learn a lot from him, and we all multiplex together and learn even more. So get the book right now, The Late Great USA at InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Dr. Corsi, we'll talk to you next week, sir.
Alex, great honor to be with you. I look forward to next week.
Well, it's always a great honor to have you, sir, and thank you for your tireless work in defense of the Republic.
Thank you, sir.
All right, we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, on the other side. Just heard Dr. Corsi saying the government stands to gain from terror. You see? I like Corsi, folks, because I started talking to him 2 years ago. He didn't understand this stuff. He is actually writing and telling the truth and changing, and that's a beautiful thing.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light.
Get the Berkey Light Purifier for only $279. Call New Millennium 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Ted Anderson for Midas, July 19th, 2007. Gold, 673 40-ounce gold coins can be purchased for $695.03, $342.90 for half, $171.45 for quarter. That's $695.03, $342.90, and $171.45. 70% of China's 1 trillion reserves are in dollar, now purchasing 250,000 barrels of oil per day from Iran in euro. Japanese refiners buy 550,000 barrels, switching dollar to yen. Bad news for U.S. currency. China and Japan hold large positions in dollar. Trading equals permanent loss. Dollars fall into 65% of euro. Erosion accelerates. Countries despise imperialistic policy of U.S. Loss of confidence causing more selling. GAO is warning about the debt spiraling out of control. Why attack Iran? Jerome Corsi's Iran leads attack against the U.S. dollar document spells it out. Call 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being destroyed in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237 for Corsi's report today. That's 800-686-2237.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
JLS Research, the makers of the all-natural and very effective Nobio deodorant, has now discovered very unique research that indicates that those who have body odor may be deficient in a certain dietary component. Their new product, the First Responder, supplies the body with the missing link so that it can respond to the symptom called body odor. By using organic and enzymes to step up the body's ability to absorb more freely, the body begins to respond by taking in the missing nutrient. As it responds, body odor will then no longer be an issue. First Responder is the first of its kind, comprised of only four organics: grapeseed skins, grape seed, grapefruit seed, and garlic. It's so effective, you need only one organic capsule per day to keep the odor away. First Responder is 100% guaranteed. Go online and order First Responder at no-bo.com. Visit no-bo.com or call JLS Research at 850-723-8599. That's 850-723-8599.
Man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold grind. The interest is up and the stock market down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. Grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve about and you can't make a run. Those wizard old boys raised on shotguns. We say grace, we say ma'am, if you ain't into that.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back. Thank you for joining us. Now, I wasn't going to do a part four on eugenics, and Aaron's been on with us three times in the last few weeks because we're finishing up Endgame right now, and we knew the globalists planned to kill 80% of us and all their big statements, 80 to 90%. We knew this was the dominant push, but it's always worse than we think, and last night I was double-checking some facts up here at about 1:30. And I knew that Bill Gates had given more than $30 billion total to the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation since the mid-90s to Planned Parenthood and then overseas really aggressive eugenics organizations and enforced inoculations, you name it. I mean, just really aggressive stuff in third world countries. And I was doing more research. And then, of course, Warren Buffett gave him $37 billion. That was just in one pledge, and we always talk about all these different connections and these nexus points and how it's all interconnected. And so I briefly wanted to go over some history. Then we're going to go to break here in a minute or two and come back and get into it in more detail with Aaron Dykes. But IBM keeps coming up. I mean, I don't look for this stuff. I just have a good memory. I find out who really owns Applied Digital Solutions with the implantable microchip that loses money year after year after year after year after year, and it's always on TV and always saying we need to take microchips, and it's so great, and then put them in old people and put them in prisoners and put them in children. And I remember finding out that IBM really basically created them, owns most of their stock, owns most of their debt. I found out IBM literally has thousands of front companies, thousands. And then, of course, I said, well, let me check, and this is many years ago. Let me check into IBM. Are they involved in anything else weird? Oh, Thomas Watson, the founder of International Business Machines, was a top, you know, Nazi sympathizer, admired Hitler, went to Germany, got medals put on him by Hitler as late as 37. And then I found out he developed the first, what you could call real computers, to run race tests in the 1928 on blacks and interbreeding with whites. And that he literally said, my company is to go into the future to support all of this agenda. And it was already one of the most successful and most powerful companies in the world by the time he died. And then, of course, his son, Junior, continued this. They're big globalists, big CFR, big trilateral, big Bohemian Grove members going on right now in Northern California. And I'd already read and seen and even seen a PBS special like 10, 12 years ago where they basically admitted that IBM couldn't have the operating system for all the computers because that would be a monopoly. And so they basically did the deal with Gates and let him have the monopoly. And then I found out his dad changed his name a couple times, was in military, clearly in intelligence, then was the head of Planned Parenthood in Seattle, then nationally, then he's still alive, still on the national, international chairman of the board, and then right now he's just on the board, but he's been chairman of the board. And then I found out that he's the chairman, co-chair of the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation with its, I don't know, it's 30 and 37 billion. That's $67 billion in it right now, not to mention all the other donations they've gotten from others in the billions. So it's all the same people. And then you can just randomly pick a name out of a globalist and go, look, and they'll be a eugenicist. They'll be into population control. I mean, this is the overdriving system. So you have IBM, this Nazi company. Well, they were Nazi before the Nazis even existed. You know, I mean, it's like it comes from here in England, not Germany. I mean, you have the progenitors of the Nazis still running things today, and then we find out they're over the Chinese one-child policy with the computers that run it. They're over the operations here. They're over the Human Genome Project. They're over everything.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent GCN Health News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 GCN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to GCN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply set aside for GCN listeners, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. That's www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that those seeking to destroy America and merge us into an all-powerful one-world government said that they support every movement to centralize all authority in Washington, D.C., and therefore bypass the state governments? That way they would have only one battle to win, Washington, D.C. Have we witnessed the accumulation of power in Washington and bypassing the states over the last 50 years? We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Each night when you sleep, your body uses the time to restore itself so that you could wake up feeling renewed. But wouldn't it be nice to also wake up looking younger? Now there's NightSkin, a serum that goes on while you sleep to reduce age spots, reduce the appearance of wrinkles, and moisturize the skin. NightSkin was made by Dr. Arthur Perry, a board-certified cosmetic surgeon, as an alternative to some invasive surgeries. It has real ingredients that have been shown to reduce the signs of aging and fight natural sun damage, all while you get a good night's sleep. Try NightSkin today and see what it's like to wake up feeling renewed, both inside and out.
Try NightSkin risk-free by calling 1-800-894-3418. NightSkin is guaranteed to renew your skin overnight. Turning back the clock has never been this easy. Try NightSkin risk-free today. Call 1-800-894-3418. That's 1-800-894-3418.
I mean, just a few hours into research specifically on Gates with our past research, a more and more horrifying picture emerges. We'll get back into that in just one moment. I also want to tell you about Solution from Science in Thomas, Illinois. Got a super offer for you that ends July 31st. They're letting you try a 3-month supply of 84 different types of ionic minerals in ionic form mined out of the mountains of Nepal and Tibet and the Himalayas. And it is these alluvial deposits of just high minerals, and it's just amazing, ladies and gentlemen. You can go to the research online about it if you'd like at blacklistedherb.com. They will mail it to you with a 3-month supply, no credit card, no nothing, just your name and your address where it's going. And then if you liked it, in 3 months, no strings attached, you pay for the original order, and another one is sent to you. And then if you want more, you pay for that. And you can lock in this deal if you want, or you can just ignore it, I guess, and believe the media. Like Dr. Dina Dell says, no vitamins or nutrients are needed. No extra vitamins or minerals are needed. I tend to disagree with that, but hey, c'est la vie. 877-327-0365, 877-327-0365, or blacklistedherb.com, and tell them you want the Shilosine. Also, you know about another fabulous sponsor that we have, and that's Interfood, the best green food out there. I had no idea that the guy that founded this, he lives in Colorado now, but is from Austin, a big patriot, been trying to contact me for years, never called him back. And then I finally tried Interfood. My wife tried it. She loved it. They got a whole line of products, but the Interfood's their mainstay. And it's just absolutely amazing. They've got big bulk orders where you can save 20% off. Be sure and ask them about that. Give them a call at 866-762-9238, 866-762-9238, or enerfood.com. That's innerfood.com or 866-762-9238. And they're just wonderful, wonderful people. And it's the best green food out there. The food is debased. The minerals aren't in the food from the type of agriculture that's been conducted. And this is why it's so good for you. And just read all the ingredients that are in it. It's amazing stuff. Innerfood.com or check out their banner at prisonplanet.com. Speaking of plugs here, just briefly, Terror Storm 2, the final edition, the special cut, is out on prisonplanet.tv, 15 cents a day. Go there, download copies, burn them to disk to your heart's content. It's high quality. Give them to people. It's a very inexpensive, quick way to get it and get it out to everybody in the info war. So get your PrisonPlanet.tv memberships today. If you had one in the past and let it elapse, get it again. And for those that are members or have been members, I want to thank you for the support with your PrisonPlanet.tv memberships. We've added a lot of new features, a forum for members there, and also we've now added Flash along with three other formats, so you can watch it while you download it. We're going to keep adding more and more features at PrisonPlanet.tv. And, of course, you can always call the toll-free number, 888-253-3139, to get Jerome Corsi's The Late Great USA, the coming merger with Mexico and Canada, or to get the new DVD of Terror Storm that is now shipping out to have the original high-quality DVD. All right, shifting gears back into the news. Bill Gates is far more wicked than we even thought. And I've done quite a bit of research on him. I knew he was a big eugenicist supporter. You can change the names all day. That's what it is. I knew that he'd given and collected now over $67 billion for it. And the sick joke here is you watch CNN or you read a news article and it's, oh, Bill and Melinda, they are, and the Marxist websites, they actually have the Marxist website worshiping him and the liberals, oh, he's so good, oh, give all your money away. A, he puts it in tax-free. The big money, turn of the last century, 1906, put their money into tax-free foundations. They didn't break up Standard Oil. They just put it under 12 different names. So, number one, that's a whole other area here. Number one, he's taking the interest and the profits off tax-free company investments because they get to go out and own companies and everything else. And they're taking the profit off of that after they pay all their executives and their staff hundreds of millions of dollars. And so, basically, they're just going tax-free, which is about a 40% savings for him. So number one, but you're only allowed to see, Bill Gates, I've always said was not the richest man in the world. There's now a Mexican richer than him. But those are just nouveau riche, new money. The old money had tens of billions of dollars 100 years ago, back when a billion was a billion, okay, the equivalent of trillions today. The Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, they all are foundation money. The literal palaces, the helicopters, the endowments, the universities they chartered, it's all in the foundation. You understand? So there's that fraud there. But this chilled me to my bones to learn that he wasn't just funding eugenics. It was the fact that his daddy was the head of Planned Parenthood, changed his name twice, was involved in all sorts of shadowy intelligence operations, and then what I'd already known from sources in industry and little pieces I got in news and PBS where they leaked it, IBM, another front company. I can clearly say from our research that Microsoft is another, I knew they were allied, but it is another IBM front company to get around trust busting. And that literally the profits from these companies go to bring in the one world government. And, it is, which again gives them even more power through governmental control. So just the evidence we gleaned last night and a few hours today is more than we can cover in hours and hours. But Aaron Dykes, you have the floor, my friend. Go over the research you and I have done.
That's right. Not only did, IBM basically give Microsoft the breakthrough contract, after Digital Research failed, they gave them the breakthrough contract. DOS became the big operating system, and Microsoft was launched as this big thing, really just an IBM front, more or less. And then skipping forward, we know that Bill Gates has donated these billions and billions and billions for population control in Africa. And that's pretty out in the open, but it's seen as a good thing. But if you just look slightly beyond the surface. You know, we're just wiping out the third world. It's absolutely an abomination. And we got things here like WorldNet Daily being critical of Buffett giving towards Planned Parenthood. I mean, we're talking about Bill Gates not only donates to Planned Parenthood, but his father is on the board. He's been part of Planned Parenthood for years and years and years. I mean, that's not donating.
Now, his father has a spook pedigree.
Yeah, he changed his name, dropped the third, so he didn't appear elite in the war, so he could appear to be somewhat normal. And then later changed from the second to junior, and then later to senior. He's been constantly adjusting his name.
There's so many facets to this. Just go over some of his quotes and some of the things he's said and done.
Well, I have an interview with Bill Moyers from 2003 where Bill Gates is discussing all his philanthropy and how much he's helping Africa. And Moyers kind of brings up the idea of, where did you get inspired? And Bill Gates' response is, when I was growing up, my parents were almost involved in various volunteer things. My dad was, quote, head of Planned Parenthood. It was very controversial to be involved with that, and it's so fascinating.
And he's so obsessed with this, we've now learned. He is financing and owns the biggest gay magazines in the country, OutPlanet, and then all its subsidiaries, just so people don't have children. He's now financing that. I mean, it's just cold-blooded, man. I mean, just because he doesn't want people. I mean, continue.
This is eugenics. It's Planned Parenthood's one branch of it. Population control, the things you're talking about, they are eugenicists. Bill Gates...
Margaret Sanger called black people weeds and said, don't let them know that we want to kill them.
Planned Parenthood. Bill Gates' father, head of Planned Parenthood, first locally in Washington, as you said, now a national chairman. It's absurd. And Bill Gates admits in the same interview he was an admirer, quote, of Malthus. He admired these Malthusian
Who is the great-granddaddy. He is the fount of it all, 1790.
Yeah, I'd like to read this quote, actually. And maybe the interesting thing I've learned is this thing that's still surprising when I tell other people, which is that as you improve health in society, population growth goes down. You know, I thought it was, before I learned about it, I thought it was paradoxical. I thought, well, if you improve health, aren't you just dooming people to deal with such a lack of resources where they won't be educated or won't have enough food? You know, sort of a Malthusian view of what would take place. He admits he was enthralled with Malthus.
But he's actually lying. They're keeping them from developing, and that's what their foundation does. And it's actually once you develop, then you start having 2.2 children globally on average, and then things clean up. It's the opposite. They're keeping them in squalor, where they run around chewing up everything.
They'd rather just pursue eugenics, I think. I think that's pretty clear. They'd rather just...
Oh, yeah. We've also got Gates quotes about, well, so we gave everybody the shots, and there was huge outbreaks, but that's just an accident. It's just, there's so much.
He and his billions just pop up in every African country, and, you know, there's always a scandal, and it's just coincidence, and it's all philanthropy. And
I mean, it's no big deal that in some African countries, 45% of the population have AIDS. And then they've done studies where children who have never had sex and whose mothers don't have it and fathers don't have it, have it, but all they ever got was a shot. All they ever got was a shot. And then also they've done studies in the U.S. and England, as well as Canada, with blacks. And they found that someone who has the same amount of partners is 15 times as likely to contract HIV. Well, that's because it's a bioweapon. It's race-specific. It's been looked at. Some major magazine, what is it, New Scientist, just attacked me and said, oh, we believe that AIDS was created. We have the Pentagon documents from the 70s.
What a coincidence.
What a coincidence. I mean, we have the documents.
And I pulled up a story the other day in Nigeria. When the people started catching on and started protesting being sterilized and vaccinated with polio vaccines, all of a sudden a polio outbreak starts to happen.
That was in the BBC. They refused to take it because it had cancer virus in it. They were caught in 100-plus countries. Mainly, it was Africa, Latin America, and Asia. This was in the 19... I forgot to add that in the film. We got to go back and... That's too much. About how they caught them adding the sterilization hormone to the tetanus shot.
Every time. It's just so happens to be, even that particular news report admitted it was all staged and looked to be arranged. And
BBC.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
BBC just said it's staged. Yeah, I saw that. I mean, what's... These people are cold-blooded, man. I mean, they need to be arrested right now.
If you somehow don't care about the third world, maybe we want to talk about China, where Bill Gates donates other billions and billions into the United Nations Population Fund, which then goes on to fund IBM computer programs that control populations, as they planned in
the IBM's behind the chips, they're behind the smart cards, they're behind the genome, and sure enough, they're behind eugenics operations in China donating the computers.
Yep, just as the 1928 Jamaican race study plan that IBM funded and used their first early computers to process, just as IBM used their computers to process concentration camps, select out victims, see who would be healthy enough, see who needed to be exterminated right away, IBM also runs the population program that monitors China's plans to, you know, enforce a one-child policy and, well, you get the picture, I think.
We're in a lot of trouble. We're in deep trouble, folks. I'm more freaked out than I was even before because they literally run the entire infrastructure. We randomly check high-level officials, and they always are eugenicists. I mean, it is, and you'll find in their charitable giving. It could be a Secretary of State. It could be Hillary Clinton. It could be anybody. They're just, I'm talking 95% of the time. This is their religion. And it's their rationale to kill people. It's the rationale to do whatever evil they want. They are just literally IBM keeps showing up as the literal fulcrum. And I mean, I've been saying this for 4 or 5 years, IBM, or longer. But now, I mean, it's just, in my hypothesis, Aaron, data doesn't disprove it. It just keeps adding to it worse than I thought. And I mean, they're arrogant, folks. People say, well, why don't they kill you? Well, I mean, they might on this subject. We've actually been getting some threats and a lot of stuff's been happening lately. They're really upset right now. And I'm not going to shut up and I can't stop. And so that's just the end of it. And I noticed you got here bright and early this morning. I'm just guessing. I bet this has really energized you, Aaron. When you find out, man, hardcore killers are in control. And they're not playing games.
Yeah, I just keep reading. In fact, I was reading a chapter from Bertrand Russell last night.
Read it. Show people the book on TV.
And this is The Impact of Science on Society. If you heard the quote last week about how...
We're a bunch of sheep that can't resist.
As selective breeding goes on, it'll be impossible to revolt because we'll basically be sheep. And that comes from an entire lecture he gave on the scientific technique in an oligarchy. And I don't have time to read it. I wish I could read literally every sentence. But basically, it's a continuation of what Huxley was talking
about.
Well,
just show folks the chapter head. The chapter head says that. Just show it to them because they'll say it doesn't exist and everything else. You understand, folks, this is all they do. Everything they're building is so they can do this to you. Okay, they want to kill us. By the way, folks, a lot of white people say, okay, well, you know, let's kill the brown people. Folks, they want to kill you, too. Or they want to keep a few of us around. And by the way, eugenics, they brag, is only on the front that they want to increase everybody. That's not true. They want to dumb everybody else down. They want to kill blacks, kill most of the Asians except for the Japanese. They've got a deal with them where they get to live. I mean, this is sick. The Japanese get to live, a few of them, because they say they're, you know, smart enough to join. It's just totally sick. And they've got Israel's in on it. They love hearing about being the elite, too. You know, they buy into that whole idea. It's perfect with Zionism. You got Nazis, weirdo Japanese, and Zionists all working as a team. And we're just totally screwed. I mean, I don't know how else to say it.
And it's all out of control in this new century. It's all the science. Bertrand Russell and Huxley all write about how now with the advances in science, scientific dictatorship is a reality, basically. It's inevitable.
And now Dick Cheney says we need to legitimize the use of race-specific bioweapons as a politically useful tool.
The systems of control are out of control. I mean,
basically, folks, they're coming to kill us. Listen, cops, 15, 20 years from now, 5 years, whenever it's at, and you're dying in your apartment with your wife and kids, I wish to God you'd listen to me. Because let me tell you, this stuff is real, man. This is it. Aaron, you want to talk to the people out there listening that don't believe us?
Yeah, and by the way, everywhere where IBM is a nexus point, the Rockefeller family, also a nexus point. Not only are they for world government, And Rothschild, basically Rockefeller's the front for the Rothschild.
Yeah.
Rockefeller's behind world government. Rockefeller's behind the UN. Rockefeller's behind eugenics. And, oh, it looks like William Gates, the senior, was an admirer of Rockefeller and adopted his philanthropic impulse, his ideas on philanthropy and how to help the populations. Mm-hmm. And it's being implemented now. I don't know what else to say about it. And
the average person, oh, Bill Gates, and I all these pictures of him with black leaders in Africa, and they're all always hugging on him, and it's just sick, man. And these black leaders, they'll get a $1 billion grant, and they'll keep most of it for themselves. They love it. A lot of them know full well, man, they're killing black people, they're killing Asians, they're killing Latin Americans. By the way, the same globalists want to overrun America with the illegal aliens from Mexico. The illegal aliens think they're winning. No, they're getting rid of you too. You notice, and they're setting up all the Planned Parenthood in your country. They're killing your Raza. But you don't care. Just like the yuppies and the blacks and everybody else. As long as you can feel like you're on top of the game, that's all you care about. Stay there, Aaron. We're going to come back with you in a final segment here. God help us. It's just, they're so evil, ladies and gentlemen. But think it's the perfect ideology of killers. Because they can kill whoever they want and just go, oh, there's too many of us anyways. Life's cheap. See, to them, life isn't just cheap. Life is bad. Human life is bad. A cockroach has more value than we do, as Dr. Peter Singer said. It's here after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisory, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-38 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Did you know that the water you drink every day can be even more beneficial to your health? I'm not talking so-called enriched water, but I'm talking about electrolyzed water. RPA Biotech is an amazing American company that provides unique technology to transform water. Electrolyzed Plus water will alkalinize your water more powerfully than any other single nutraceutical because a body in an alkaline state can't grow pathogens, become allergic, or develop autoimmune disease or vascular or degenerative illness. Electrolyzed water is non-toxic, non-corrosive, and environmentally safe for humans and animals. Alkaline water is available as a concentrate to be mixed with good, filtered, purified RO water, but not tap water, microstructured, alkaline, antioxidant water for consumption. Call for your Electrolyzed Plus Alkalinizing Miracle Rejuvenating Water Concentrate or other remarkable RPA Biotech products like Ultimate Fuel, Sport Performance Drink at 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871 or go to NutriMedical.com. That's NUTRI with an I, medical.com.
Always done before. Look at feeding. Look at the lives we're leading.
You know, I remember reading a Nazi account of Heinrich Himmler, the head of the Waffen-SS, head of the SS total, finally went to a death camp in like 43, and they were shooting prisoners in the back of the head, and there were all these dead bodies, started vomiting, and told them to get him, you know, get him out of there. Bill Gates ought to go to Latin America and Africa where they've sterilized these women or where they've given kids shots that are dying, and that little piece of trash should have to bury every one of them. He should have to roll around with those dead bodies. I mean, you just watch him. He's all affected. Nyeh, nyeh, nyeh. He didn't build anything. He didn't do anything. He just had it all handed to him so he could be part of a larger front so it wouldn't be a monopoly with IBM. I'm telling you, man, IBM is just pure scum. And I'm telling everybody out there, I pledge to fight these people, and I want you to pledge with me to fight them. We need to stand together against this new world order, and I'm begging other radio talk show hosts to go do your own research. And to come to the realization that we're telling you the truth. And I'm sure you'll find stuff that we haven't found. It's always worse. You can't ever figure it all out. It just gets worse and worse. More and more proof. More and more evil. More and more in your face. More and more duplicitous. I'm begging you. Okay? Go and research this and make this a serious issue bigger than 9/11 truth. Because this is really the key. You know, I mean, everybody says they want to kill us. Population reduction. Man, they really do. I mean, I want that to burn into your brains real good. This isn't a joke. I mean, frankly, I got a dangerous job, and I'm more than happy to face down serious consequences to warn you. Because that's normal, folks. This is serious. And I don't need people to call and support me or whatever, oh, let me come help you. You need to go be your own leaders. You need to go research this. You need to expose these people. Aaron, just reading Bertrand Russell, Nobel Prize winner, one of their top planners, it's the same thing I saw in a UN report from the 60s, but this is written earlier, about human sacrifice being good. Tell folks about that.
Yeah, this chapter, Scientific Technique and Oligarchy, it's really worth a read. It's an education in cold objective.
A read? I could watch that new Galaxy Player's good-looking wife. Why should I even care, you know?
I don't know. It's something else. It's all about how scientific dictatorship is completely inevitable. They're going to be able to control us psychologically and physiologically, what we think and do. And it's all about how through education, you heard this quote the other day, through education we'll be able to control everything. Diet injections and injunctions will combine from an early age to produce the sort of character and beliefs authorities consider desirable.
He also says if a youth rebels, they'll just kill him. Now, what is the quote about the Aztecs, human sacrifice, you were reading to me earlier?
Yeah, that's actually after the other quote we read last week. They gradually, by selective breeding, the congenital differences between rulers and ruled will increase until they become almost different species. A revolt of the plebes would be almost as unthinkable as an organized insurrection of sheep.
We got 30 seconds. Read the part about Aztecs.
And then the next sentence is, the Aztecs kept a domesticated alien tribe for purposes of cannibalism, as an example. Their regime is totalitarian. And he goes on to talk about how the laboring class will have to work so long and have so little to eat, they'll have nothing else to think about. The upper class will become so hardened that they'll have the mentality of ascetics. They'll care only for power and will not shrink from cruelty. And the family will be abolished.
Well, I want the New World Order to know something. And thank you, Aaron. I want the New World Order to know something. You can kill us individually, but you cannot kill our spirit. And we're going to defeat you. And you're going to pay. God bless you all. This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.